I'm stoked. I love WGS. Now they This is Natalie from Wild Bell, and you're listening to Sound Session.
Where are you right now, by the way?
I'm in my apartment in Los Angeles.
Nice.
And I'm just, I'm getting ready to head over to this gallery. I have a show at the end of the month. I've been making these collages, and I call them freaks. I make these faces that are sort of like distorted versions of the original face. And my friend Brandon Boyd invited me to be a part of this exhibition at the end of the month. So I'm excited to do that in a little bit.
When did you start doing the collages like that?
I've been collaging for years, but I've been making freaks for like probably the past 3 years, and it's fun. It's a good sort of therapeutic thing when I can't write music or when I am off the road. It's fun. It's calming for me to sort of cut things up and turn them into weird, sad
freaks.
Human beings.
Well, that's very, very interesting. I need to ask, is this the Brandon Boyd we all know from Incubus?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
He's one of my close friends, and he's an amazing painter. And so the show is going to be November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a room in this gallery that he's renting out, in this amazing gallery in West Hollywood. So it's exciting to... I mean, we're in the process of finishing our album. Our deadline is December 1st. That's the deadline that I've made for our third album.
it's coming up.
But I'm also scrambling to get all of these collages together, framed. And, you know, I'm going to have one wall with five foot tall freaks, and then another wall, I'll probably have a bunch in sort of a grid. Anyway, I'm excited about it. I'm sure you don't want to talk about collage right now, and you probably want to talk about the new record.
No, we want to hear just about you in general. I mean, you're from Chicago, so anything that you do basically is we're on board with, Natalie.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So wait, how did this relationship between you and Brandon start? Was it all through the art?
For sure. When I moved out to LA about 4 years ago, I moved to Venice, and he was a part of this just sort of artist community out there. There's a bunch of great artists in Venice, and I met him through friends. And, you know, Elliot and I will go to Art Basel, and sometimes he'll be showing his work there. And anyway, Elliot's also an extraordinary artist, and hopefully one day we can show our work at Art Basel.
Mm-hmm. Could you repeat that name real quick? What is it called? Art what?
Oh, it's Art Basel. It's an art festival, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Miami Beach. You know the art expo at Navy Pier?
Yes, yes, of course.
It's kind of like that, only it's like five times as huge. It's kind of this gathering. They've been putting on Art Basel for I don't know how many years, but it's a real special event. You get to see a lot of amazing pieces.
You know, that's really interesting. For some of our Chicago listeners, I was born and raised in Santa Barbara, and every single weekend they have this art expo, this art on the beach walk every single week, and everyone is very into doing that. They're very interested in the art collective that they create with these communities. Do you find yourself getting more and more into this kind of culture when you moved to L.A.? Or have you always been into it?
Well, it's funny because I actually haven't really felt like I've been a part of a culture. I feel like I've sort of been lonely in my apartment making the art. So it's funny when you start meeting other artists who have been doing the same thing, you know, because painting and collaging and sculpting and even making music, it's all pretty lonely and kind of isolating at times. And then when you find that community, where you're all sort of coming from the same place, it's a unique thing. I mean, there's a great artist community in Chicago. You know, I've got a friend, Hunter Gatherer. She's an amazing jewelry designer. My friend, Kiara Lanier. She's an incredible performance artist. I mean, it's fun to have communities wherever you are. I have a great community of artists in LA and also in Chicago.
Now, Natalie, you mentioned the artist community in Chicago. How did that shape your music, you know, throughout the years growing up here and living here for a while?
I think that art directly influences music. My mother was a painter and a writer, and there was always creation happening in the house. And it was a very creative environment for us to grow up in, and my father is very creative as well, and they did a great job of raising us in a home that, you know, encouraged creativity and encouraged the arts and encouraged music. Because I know a lot of people don't really have that. You know, a lot of kids when they're growing up, they have to rebel. Mm-hmm. They have to go in their basement and make punk rock music when their parents aren't home or something. You know, and I don't have that story. Like, I had an incredibly supportive upbringing, which I'm so thankful for, and you know, I met my band through Elliot, my brother. He had been playing with Eric Hall and Quinn Kirchner in his band Nomo for years, and so I kind of got to bring them on board when we started Wild Bell. And there's just so many great things happening in Chicago. I mean, the jazz scene. Elliot has been involved in a few galleries in Chicago, showing his paintings and his sculptures. He's been making these bells, these bronze bells, and they're beautiful. They sound amazing. They sound like giant church bells.
Very cool. So let's talk a little bit about your family life. You mentioned the fact that you and Elliot are in this amazing band. You're touring the world. I know that you're two of four children, though. What are your other brothers or sisters doing?
They're just being wonderful, wonderful human beings. they're some of my best friends. I'm so thankful that I can have the relationship I do with my siblings. I have a younger brother, Bennett. He's a poet, and he's in New York. And, you know, unfortunately, you have to have another job sometimes when you're a poet, because mm-hmm. Poetry doesn't always pay the bills. I don't know if it ever has paid the bills for anyone. But he's an extraordinary dude. He makes me laugh a lot, and when I feel completely alone in the world, I can always call him. So that's an amazing thing. And my sister Elise, she lives in Chicago. She's beautiful, and she has the love of my life. Her child like the most incredible little he's just the most incredible little man. His name's Lewis. He's 2 years old, and they just got a new puppy.
It's all about the puppies.
She has a band called Big Sadie, which is she plays upright bass with her husband Colin, who plays guitar, and it's a great band. Hopefully we can go on tour with them sometime.
That is so incredible. I love the fact that your family is so musically talented and very creative and thoughtful. Your Christmas parties must be off the chain.
It's fun. It's really fun. You know, I mean, we do end up gathering around the piano and, you know, whether we're singing psalms or Christmas carols, it's fun to be together.
Yeah.
Now, growing up in a family like that, were your parents just telling you to turn it up louder instead of too loud?
I don't know. I was just thinking about my mother. We lost her 10 years ago, and she would just encourage me to finish what I was doing. She kind of taught me the patience of being a student of music. you know, sometimes I would sit down on the piano and I wouldn't finish a song, and she wouldn't let me quit, you know. And one time I played violin when I was younger, and I went home one day and I was crying, and I just didn't want to be in the orchestra anymore. Mm-hmm. And I just begged my mom. I said, please, can I just quit? I don't want to go to the orchestra anymore. I don't want to be a part of it. And she was like, you can't quit until you know what you're giving up, which is a really, she was such a hard worker, whether she was painting or writing or preaching, she always encouraged and inspired work, you know, hard work and dedication and devotion to what your heart, you know, like the gifts that God gives you. You can't neglect them, you can't abandon them, you have to use them as tools. And so I'm glad that I'm thankful for that.
Now, you mentioned sitting down at the piano. Is that how you go about writing songs nowadays for Wild Bell? Or like, how does the song start? What's the inception of most of your songs?
Yeah. I mean, it always depends. It's like sometimes I'll sit down at the Wurlitzer. Sometimes I'll, you know, pick up my Mustang guitar. But it's the most fun time, like the most fun I have writing a song is when I'm with Elliot and we just sort of start with a beat and it's very raw and we just get a really sexy beat going. Mm-hmm. And he's like the beat maestro. Nice. I'm like, he's the new Timbaland. And I'm just, I'm just kidding. But speaking of Timbaland,
go ahead.
Well, I wrote this song the other day. It's called Let the Bells Ring, and it's actually my new favorite song on the album. But the beat is so sexy, and then I was like, maybe I should just send this to Timbaland. Like, maybe I should just reach out to him via Instagram, because sometimes you just don't really know, you know. But I sent him a little video of the song, and anyway, he put a heart.
Well, at least he got a response.
With a heart. That's awesome. So I was like, okay, that's good enough for me. Timbaland loves my shit.
Right on. You know, you've worked with so many great EDM-based artists, too. You've worked with Diplo, Major Lazer. Did you ever see your acoustic songs and these songs that you write on the piano, very thoughtful, heartfelt music, like transitioning into kind of heavy, heavy beats?
No, that's why I'll never do that again. I'm just kidding. It was fun working with Wes. Diplo's—he's just a go-getter,
yeah,
hardworking hustler, and it was fun to collaborate with him. I mean, I am attracted to heavy beats. I'm attracted to dancehall, and I'm attracted to, you know, rhythm and percussion of all sorts. EDM is definitely not something that I connect with. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't feel like a part of my soul, but, you know, and even the track we made with Major Lazer, I didn't, it still felt like a ballad to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it still is a ballad, and, you know, it's the way that he twisted it in his way. It was just, it was a fun collaboration, and it's fun to experiment, you know? But the new album, it's certainly not EDM, but it's definitely heavy percussion. In a lot of ways, I feel like we're expanding the kind of roots sound that we had on the first album. I mean, I love reggae music. I love dancehall. I love anything with a good beat where it gets into your body. And you know, I mean, dance music, that's kind of the goal. Yeah. You want people to dance to your music. You want people to cry to your music. You want people to make love to your music. So I feel like it's a real evolution, but but it still sounds like Wild Bell.
So with this new album, are you taking it more in that direction with, like, as you said, the sexy beats? Are you trying to make it a little more different and trying to evolve as a band?
For sure. I mean, we need to do something new. This is our third album, and so, you know, we have new sounds. It's a new flavor. It's a new taste for people.
Now, how long have you guys been working on it?
We've been working on it for, you know, since our last album, but we've been cracking the whip, you know, these past few months, and so we're just trying to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
And this album I'm excited about because we're independent artists right now. We're no longer with Columbia Records. We're self-releasing this stuff. And we just self-released a few songs a couple of weeks ago that we wanted to put out some music, and we had recorded these songs a few years ago, but just surrounding all of the hurricanes, we had a song called Hurricane, and we thought that we could do something where we could actually give back to the people that lost their homes. And, you know, there's a lot of foundations that are donating to the hurricanes, but we're specifically focusing on the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, the people that were affected there, because I mean, I know there's trauma everywhere, but so we pressed some 7 inches, and all of the proceeds are going to families that lost their homes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. No, you mentioned those two new songs that you released. They're not necessarily new. They're from your vaults. And one happened to be called Hurricane, timely for the relief efforts in Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. With today's like social political climate going on, how much is that affecting your songwriting and stylistically in your music?
Completely. It's completely affecting my songwriting. this album is kind of, it feels like right now. It feels like now is the time, and the album is, a lot of the music and the lyrics are kind of about coming together and marching together. And I don't know, it feels kind of revolutionary, honestly. And it feels urgent. And yes, of course, the political world is affecting everybody. I mean, the world is in a very fucked up place right now, and it needs healing, and we need to take care of each other, and we need to help each other heal, and we need to help the earth heal. And it's important. It's more important than ever that we take care of each other, because, you know, there's a divide that's happening. You know, there's a division, and within the United States, you know, we're shutting people out. We're not letting people into our country. We're making people leave their own home and go back to the country where they don't even know. And it's, we have to take care of each other.
All right. You mentioned the divide in the country. Being like immersed in the artist community like you are, do you find that you and your fellow artists are feeling a little bit more responsibility to show people a way to come together through your art and music?
For sure. Definitely. And I can see a change. I can see that people really are trying to listen to each other more and trying to open their eyes and be patient. You know, nobody has the solution right now, and I know that there's a lot of anger going on, and sometimes anger is actually good for music. You know, sometimes I'm angry and I need to I need to put it into my music because that is the best way to get it out. You know, hopefully the words that you use are powerful enough and they don't come with hatred, but they come with peace, you know, but you can still be angry, but peaceful. And I think that people are confused right now and they're scared. And, but you know, we've had this president for some time now. And now I think that people are starting to realize that the best remedy for all of the hatred that he's putting into the world is to slow down and once again, take care of each other. We have to listen to each other and change our behavior, you know, change our judgment on people that we cast upon people daily. And I'm completely rambling right now.
No, it's very, you're exactly right. I think it's important for people to hear that it is coming from a mindset change where we need to do these, you know, to make this move. And you put it perfectly.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Because I'm out of breath.
So we are speaking to Natalie Bergman. She's the singer of Wild Bell, a great, great band. You can pick up those new singles, Hurricane and Paralyzed. Listen to them on Apple Music. You can check them out anywhere that you can. They're on their site, too. Natalie, just a few more questions. Thank you again for your time today here on WGN Sound Sessions. You know, you spoke on the importance of your mom's perseverance, you know, her focus on hard work and how you should never quit. So with all those great things in instilled in you, what's your philosophy on life? Not to go too deep, but
let's ramble.
Well, I mean, lately, you know, as a musician, we're sort of predisposed to depression, to be honest with you. Like, mm-hmm. It's the most mercurial gig in the business, I think. It's a fucking roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly an emotional roller coaster. And, of course, I don't want to discredit any other art form or any other business. We're all artists here. Mm-hmm. But I think that the record industry has been changing so much and so rapidly. And it's hard to feel like you have a grasp on where the music is going. You know, you spend so much time working on the music, and then it sort of gets squashed into these MP3s, and then those files get squashed, and then they end up on the internet, and who really knows, and who's getting paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a whirlwind, and it can actually make you very depressed because it's so volatile, it's so unsteady, you know? But as long as I'm working, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that means constant, you know, I need to be constantly creating. I feel like I just directed this music video for my friend Donka. I love directing videos. I love editing them. It's kind of a collage in its own. You know, I get to just splice the video together and then I have this project at the end of the month. I get to showcase my collage and then I have this amazing record that I've spent nearly 2 years making, and it's coming out in the new year. And so as long as I'm busy, I feel fulfilled. And
yeah.
And you know, and also it's so simple, but being kind to people and actually just trying to understand that every single person has a different history and a different, their day was completely different than yours and their upbringing was different. If you can actually just feel compassion towards people, I feel like it makes the world it feels safer to be in.
Absolutely. Kindness is so key. You know, you mentioned the new album. Do you have a name for the new album yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Very, very cool. Secondly, you're from Chicago. You have lived here. Some of your family still lives here. What do you do when you come back to the city of Chicago that our listeners can go and check out?
Oh, let's see. I mean, I always love going to the Art Institute. And,
oh, yeah.
And we, I mean, I love the Art Institute. You know, sometimes my favorite restaurant in Chicago is Avec, over in the West Loop.
Avec.
The bacon-wrapped dates.
Avec, yes. Yeah, I love Avec. I love their... they always have fish. They usually have a whole fish there. And I'll split that with my brother. I mean, they're so good over there, and I love everyone that works there, and they always take care of us. I mean, I love the Green Mill. You know, that's like just classic. I've caught my brother do some of his kalimba performances over at the California Cripper.
Nice.
I mean, I mostly just spend time. I go over to my sister's house and hang out with her baby. He really is the love of my life.
You know, you mentioned kalimba, and sorry for my ignorance here. What is kalimba?
A kalimba is an African thumb piano. They originated in Africa. They're also called mbiras. And Elliot actually makes these thumb pianos.
Wow!
You know, he just carves the tines and he gets beautiful wood. And they're amplifiable, so they're electric. And we've got a lot of kalimba on the new Wild Bell album. It's percussive and it's musical. It's tonal.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that's, I can hear the sound in my head now that you're mentioning that. How cool. So one final question. Two more questions. First of all, do you have any guilty pleasures? And this could be either music, types of food, either day-to-day activities.
Let's see.
Let's split it. Split it. Guilty pleasure in Chicago, guilty pleasure in L.A.
I mean, let me think.
Sorry.
Let me think about this. Okay, a guilty pleasure. I mean, I guess driving, I have a 1965 Mustang.
Nice.
And it's a gas guzzler. It's not good for the environment at all. So I guess I should be guilty about feeling pleasure driving that thing.
Is it a convertible, fastback, coupe?
It's a coupe. It's not a convertible. Okay. I want a fastback. I have a white coupe. Nice. It's in really good condition. I've put a little bit of money into it, but she's running amazingly.
And what's more perfect than like...
I literally feel like it. Like if I was in trouble or something, like my car would just drive without me and come pick me up. Like it's like the most.
It's like Herbie.
Most reliable. My dad's always like, "You need to get a reliable car," and I'm like, do you understand my relationship with this car?
That is awesome. Wait, you said she. Does she have a name?
I mean, Mustang Sally is so cliche.
Yeah.
But I got her in Pasadena, so I call her the pony for Pasadena.
Nice.
right on. How cool. All right, so one last question. Thank you again for your time today. You know, there's a lot of musicians who are sitting in their garage, who are sitting in their parents' basement right now. What advice would you give them to not do, to, you know, get to the next level? Because there's a lot of things that people waste their time with when they're creating music. So what would you tell a young Natalie to not do to move forward in her career?
I would say just be completely independent. And even though it's frustrating to not always have somebody like helping you out, you're in charge of doing everything. You have to do your artwork. You need to be in charge of finishing everything, getting everything to the finish line. And although I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to work with a major label, at this point in the world, in the record industry, I think that it's very important to stay independent as an artist, because the world is shifting and in the favor of the independent artist. And it's just important to be free and allow yourself to be free so that, you know, you're not chained to a fucking major label.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of freedoms are you talking about with being on an independent.
Also, I don't. Maybe that's like too negative. Maybe
no, it's not. Just negative. You know, what kind of, you know, how are you using that freedom?
Releasing stuff when I want to. Right. You know, we got to put those singles out. I got to press them at Jack White's pressing plant, Third Man.
Oh, and nice. The new one in Detroit.
Uh huh.
Nice.
Yeah. And it took like 2 weeks to press them, you know, and we're not waiting around for dinosaurs to, you know, put our name in the system.
Wow, yeah, that's a quick turnaround.
You know what I mean? And I love vinyl. We're vinyl collectors, and just, you know, I make my deadlines, and that's how I like it. You know, I like to, I rule my destiny.
Right, that's the way to go.
Rule Your Destiny. That's from Wild Bell, Natalie Bergman. Natalie, it was such a pleasure talking to you today on Sound Sessions.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.